Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast. And I am here with my co-anchor, safely distanced at her home, Allie Stagnita. Hi, Allie.
Hi. Yep. Home in Jersey with the parents. Locked them in the basement.
Oh, okay. It looked like your bedroom.
I've locked them away.
Okay, good. And I am so happy to welcome a fellow Canadian. I always love welcoming fellow Canadians, Brad Goreski, the infamous Brad Goreski. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're so happy to have you. And I've been sort of following you on social media, so I know that you've been staying very safe.
Yes.
You're holed up, and we can see you're holed up at home.
Yes.
And you're a little far away from us because we're on the East Coast. You're on the West Coast. And how have you been doing under quarantine? Looks like you've been busy making bread bucks for your husband, Gary.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we've been doing good. We quarantined kind of, I guess, a little bit on the early side. So we're in our 10th week now. And, you know, it's been good. I mean, we're lucky to live somewhere where the weather's been pretty nice. I mean, the first month it was a little bit rainy and unseasonably chilly for LA, but you know, we're happy to be doing our part and staying home. And you know, just I've been cooking a lot, and Gary's working on his animated show that's coming out on HBO Max called The Prince. So he has been really busy, which has been nice for there to be structure and for him to be able to continue creating and writing and, you know, working on that project. So that's been, it's been good. You know, we've had our ups and our downs, but there are people out there doing all the healthcare workers, all the people working in stores, our delivery people, Amazon drivers, people really out there on the front lines who've been doing it since day one, who really we owe our gratitude to. So we're very thankful for all of those people really out there working. And if all I have to do is stay home right now, I'm happy to follow orders until we're told otherwise.
We are really lucky to be able to stay safely at home. And I have to say, like, Los Angeles, well, and I guess a lot of LA, I mean, a lot of California, you were among the first in the country to get locked down, but it made such a difference because, I mean, here in New York City, we've really been the epicenter. Yeah, and it was pretty scary for quite a while.
Yeah, you know, we're also here, you know, the difference I think is also New York is so much about being out, and it's a city that, you know, I love. I consider it my second home. I've spent so much time there, and I miss it. And, you know, the difference is in LA, we're already kind of self-isolators. You know, we stay at home and then we leave when we have to, or go to an event or go to a restaurant, but we're used to kind of staying at home. So I feel like for us, it wasn't really out of the ordinary. At least I'll speak from myself. I know that's the way that I live my life and the way that Gary and I do. So, you know, I can understand it's different for everybody, but I think here we were smart to lock down as early as we did. I'm really happy we did, because Gary and I was traveling literally right up until, you know, just days before we started isolating. I had just gotten back from Paris Fashion Week, and, you know, everything was just blowing up then in early March.
Yeah, what was that like in Paris when you were there? Because Paris and France in general was hit much earlier.
Yeah. Well, we were filming our, I left the day of the, day after the Oscars. I did Good Morning America, and then I got on a plane and went to the airport because Gary and I began filming our show, Brad and Gary Go To, for HBO Max. And we went to Rio first and were there for a week filming. And then we went to Buenos Aires and we filmed there for a week. And Gary came back home and I went to Paris to meet Demi Moore, who was attending Fashion Week there. And
were you styling her there?
Yes. Yeah, I was. And the feeling was, once it kind of broke out in Milan and people were traveling to Paris, it started getting very real because we started realizing, obviously, that it was contagious and people were bringing it, you know, from where they were coming from. So I was happy I got home when I did, and I have been totally, you know, coronavirus free. I've been negative, and so has Gary. So we feel very blessed about that.
Were you able to get tested?
We did an antibody test like maybe 3 weeks ago, but I didn't have any symptoms all along. So I was grateful for that. Any real ones, you know, that your mind plays tricks on you, of course. But no, I didn't have any real symptoms. But, you know, having been traveling for, you know, 3.5 weeks while it was happening, and then realizing the severity of it, I was like, wow, I feel very lucky that I didn't get it.
Yeah. Definitely. So you mentioned your HBO Max show. You got to film 2 episodes. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of the premise of this show that you're filming with your husband? I mean, you both have become social media icons. I love following both of you.
Thank
and
you.
Your comments with each other back and
Thank
forth.
Thank you. Well, the show was actually picked up last August. We went away last July to Italy, and I just started filming, you know, him and us out, you know, at dinners and stuff. And people were responding very, you know, passionately about them. We had one where we had this disagreement over whether it was linguine or spaghetti that I was eating, and it kind of went viral. And HBO Max reached out to us and asked if they could turn this into like a half hour travel show. And we were like, sure, let's see what it is. So the show is basically, you know, just really following us around the world and visiting some of our favorite places. We've been to Rio and Buenos Aires before. And we were going to be going to some places we had not been before, but now we're having to kind of restructure and, you know, wait for the appropriate time to see when we can finish filming. But we have 2 episodes done, and we saw the first cut of the first episode, and we're so excited about it. It's really fun.
I think that your relationship just translates so well with your sense of humor and also just your, you know, banter with each other. Is that how it just is for you?
Yes.
I mean, it's normal.
That's
like, it's not even just for the cameras.
No, it's, we're exactly the same as we are on social media or on TV. I think one of the nice things when I meet people is they'll say, you know, oh my God, you're exactly, you know, the same as you are on the red carpet or the same you are as social media, because I really film, my social media is very much about what's happening in the moment. Like, I don't draft things and like put it away and then put it up like weeks later. It's like what's happening right now. So, and I think that that's kind of the thing that people have responded to, is that I'm willing to kind of share the things about, you know, things about our relationship. And we like to laugh. We also like to make each other laugh. So yes, what you see is very much what's been happening for the past almost 19 years in our relationship and the past like 10 weeks in isolation.
Are you, where would be on your agenda for Brad and Gary to go next once you can travel?
That's still a little bit up in the air. We're thinking about maybe a road trip to start off. But you know, the world is in such an uncertain state right now that we are just kind of waiting to see, you know, where we can go and what's safe and how the crew can be all safe. And that's our number one priority, is safety and obviously making sure everybody stays healthy. So for the time being, you know, we're just holding off until, you know, we start the conversations back up again. But we have been traveling together for our entire relationship. We've been all over the world. It's very much a part of, we're very curious about other countries and experiencing different things. And we love being together, and we've traveled separately. We've traveled together. And it's very much, we met while we were in both on vacation in Greece. So we both met on vacation. So it's very much in the DNA of our relationship. So wherever we're able to take off to, we'll head there and, you know, start traveling again when it's safe.
Yeah. I think it's great that the prints can continue to,
yes.
Well, because it's animated, and that's kind of what we're going to be seeing.
Yeah.
Bit here.
Yeah. He's actually writing right now. He writes basically every single day, except for Saturday and Sunday. I get him for the whole day, but, yeah, so he's in full on production mode. So, they're animating it. It's going to be up, I think, next year. I'm not sure when, but you know, animation is a major process, but, I believe all the episodes are written right now.
Yeah. We were wondering if we might see a lot more animated series coming out, and also animated films, because that's so much safer in terms of creation today.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to see a rise in animation. But I also think we'll figure out ways that we can, you know, get productions and studios and photo shoots and things up and going when the time comes. But, you know, I think everything's obviously definitely going to change a lot. But yes, I'm excited about that. And it's been very cool to see him. You know, Gary worked on Family Guy for many, many years, and actually was continuing up until this year. He was writing for it, and it's just so great getting to see him have his own project right now that's so funny, with, you know, such a great cast. You know, Orlando Bloom, Condola Rashad, you know, there are all of these, Francis de la Tour, there, you know, he's doing the voice of Prince George. So it's just really great getting to see him still create, and we feel very lucky that he's still able to continue on with this.
Yeah. Well, speaking of changes too, I have to ask, you know, from, you are like the fashion guru, what are your thoughts on masks matching a full look?
I love it.
Started, like, if you walk by DVS in the Meatpacking District, all of the mannequins have a matching mask. Like, what do you think?
I love it so much. I've always been a huge, huge fan of matchy-matchy everything. And so many of my summer outfits, and actually some of the ones I wore in Rio, are just matching shorts and shirts. And I'm happy to, you know, put a mask with it now, if that's, you know, that's how we have to do it now. So I kind of like that fashion has found a way, and, you know, it's another way that we can kind of, you know, make the best of the situation, and that we can still, you know, I'm also seeing, you know, so many designers. I think Christian Siriano, again, was one of the first ones to kind of pivot, and like, he was designing masks actually for healthcare workers.
Yeah.
And that was amazing that he did that. But I think, you know, we have to adapt to a new way of life for a while. And I think, you know, any way that we can kind of express ourselves a little bit through it still. But I didn't know DVF was doing that. That's
yeah,
very
so
on brand for them. I love it. It's so great.
It was cute. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian launched Skims masks last week, and they sold out, and they were very reasonable. They were $8, and they're stretchy, and they're five different skin tones, and they were sold out immediately. And so she's got a wait list. Do you think that we're going to see a lot more designer masks? And also, is there going to be kind of a boom in eye makeup? Because
I've been thinking about this.
Because you have like extraordinary eyes.
That's so funny you should bring that up. I was like, I think we're moving from the lips to the eyes and the brows now. Like, it's all going to be about a brow and like, you know, what kind of eye makeup you're wearing. Because yeah, because I was even out for a walk today with my mask on and I'm like, I think I only need to put sunscreen from like my nose up, right? Like, I don't need to put it underneath. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting how everything is changing and moving and, yeah, I think that's actually a very good point. I think we're definitely going to be seeing things, you know, what we're focusing on shifting, which I think is, you know, kind of natural in these states. And it's nice that it's great that people are able to kind of, pivot and embrace it instead of, you know, fighting what's happening right now.
What do you think about what the fashion magazines are doing so far, having models and celebrities photograph themselves? Robert Pattinson photographed himself for the cover of GQ, and the last issue of Vogue was all, I mean, quite gorgeous selfies.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, we've all become, you know, we're very lucky for the technology we have right now. We're very lucky that we can Zoom with people. We can use it for work. We can use it for birthday parties. There's house party. I've danced on Instagram Live to DJ spinning live. So we're very lucky right now. We still have a way to virtually stay connected with each other. And we've all, through Instagram and social media, become our own photographers in a way. So I think it makes a lot of sense. And I know, you know, I don't know for a fact, but I think for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I remember seeing an Insta story of Kim trying to hook up all the equipment so that she could film her own confessionals. And I think people are finding ways to kind of, you know, to keep things rolling along while we're having to be distanced. And I think, you know, any time that I've been able to do something kind of creatively, whether it's learn a dance for TikTok or like you were saying in the beginning with Brad Bucks, how that all started off and people were, you know, became very invested in that story on my Instagram. I think any way, if you're a creative person, to still keep that alive is so important. It's very, very important right now for me, especially with styling, you know, not happening at the moment, which was a major creative outlet for me. I think it's very important and been very important for my sanity to be able to do things that are creative.
What are stars doing? I was thinking about it, you know, when they are still doing interviews and stuff, do they reach out? Can you send them selects?
I've heard, well, I think a lot are self-styling. Okay. I think some people are just wearing things out of their closets and stuff. I have heard that there's like some kind of like virtual styling happening. So ordering things from online and then kind of doing a virtual fitting that way. But you know, right now the majority obviously is nobody's really doing anything. So it'll be interesting to see how the fashion world and also the styling world kind of evolves with COVID.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, I have to say, you mentioned learning dances for TikTok. You're a really good dancer. Like, is blown away. How have you learned all those routines and moves?
Well, there are a few things in there. First of all, I love dancing. Okay. Second of all, when I was a kid, the only thing I wanted to do was I took jazz lessons in the church, in the basement of the United Church in Port Perry. My parents, I loved dancing all the way through college. So I did take some classes, but I actually do, I wish I could remember his name. I think they're called online, it's literally called online dance classes on YouTube. And the teacher is so good, and he goes through and basically teaches you the dances on TikTok. So I learned those. They're like 20 to 40 minutes. And then it takes me like an hour and a half to really get it in my body. And then I just film it over and over again. It's another form of exercise, and it's actually kind of, I'm really enjoying that platform, TikTok. I wasn't going to join it. And then I did one dance, and I was like, this is so fun. Like, this was like my dream as a kid, to have a platform to like dance and like put on an outfit, and or like I did a lip sync of the a voiceover of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with multiple wigs and stuff, and I'm like, this is what I was dreaming of doing when I was in like seventh grade and eighth grade. My cousin would come over, my cousin Erica, and she lived next door, and we would just make up shows in our basement. I'm like, I would literally just be on TikTok nonstop if I was 12 years old right now, or 13.
You would be Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah.
That would be you.
Exactly.
It's not too late, Brad. It's not too late.
Unfortunately, Allie, it is. We're trying, but it is.
You're rocking on TikTok. But now I'm going to have to try and find the YouTube instructions.
Yeah, he's really good. There are a few of them that do it. And there are a lot of people that do it, but there's one specific instructor, and he's really, really, really thorough. It's good. It's fun.
Thorough's good. So tell us how Brad Bucks got started too, because you're pretty much making at home Starbucks drinks.
Yeah, that was weirdly one of the first things I thought of, because coffee and Starbucks and Gary's drink is so much a part of his daily routine. And with him writing the show, I knew that he would need that kind of mark in the day to like start it. So I weirdly just filmed the first one just for fun. And the response to it, Gary was like, no one's going to watch this, Brad. Like, who wants to watch you making me my coffee at home with like a 12-year-old Nespresso maker? And I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to put it up. It just feels like it's kind of fun and like innocent, and we'll see. And the response was so crazy. And it was nice to see in both of our DMs that, you know, people found this like real comfort in seeing something so basic, but also that's a daily need that we all have, right? For most people drink coffee, and that's part of our daily ritual. So I think people seeing me do that for Gary made them feel a little bit like a little sense of normalcy. And, you know, I was actually just doing it out of a place of love, because I wanted to try to figure out a way to make sure that he was getting something that he so looks forward to every day and is so a part of his routine. I didn't want that to be broken up for him. So I put together Brad Bucks and his, you know, drink, and it worked for, it's still working.
Well, tell us what's in for the our viewers and listeners who don't know what Brad Bucks is. What is Gary's drink? And you've got like day after day of doing it. So did you make variations? Like what?
Never.
Oh no.
The whole trick was no variations ever. It was really mastering, you know, the amount of pumps, and, you know, so Gary's drink at Starbucks is a grande iced 2-pump mocha, no whipped cream, with almond milk. And so I got all of those ingredients, and we experimented for like a month of me trying to perfect getting it to taste as close as possible. And I was getting so many great tips along the way. Like, baristas were reaching out to me and being like, no, you have to put the pumps in first and then the espresso and then mix it around, because if the shot sits too long, it becomes like something happens to it where it becomes like burnt tasting. So you have to put it right away into the chocolate. And people were recommending me to, you know, get a pump and get a whisk. And, you know, why don't we, then Starbucks actually sent us 3 cups. They sent me an apron and they sent me a thing of their Nespresso pods. And as we started filming it more, I started changing it based on the information I was getting from people in my DMs, and the drink kind of evolved that way. And it was, we ended up getting to like a really good place. And I just called it Brad Bucks just because I've kind of named everything with my name in it. Like a Brad, you know, Brad Behavior is my podcast. Born to be Brad was my book. It's a Brad World was my show. We also call like just where we work out Brad Quinox. Like it's not really a gym, but we just call it Brad Quinox. And then outside when we lay out, we call it Brad's Beach Bar. So I don't know. It's just like a little funny thing that we do, but yeah, it was very nice to be able to interact with so many people at the very beginning of all of this.
And so now you've perfected the Brad Bucks drink.
It goes day to day, Bonnie. Oh. Some days are better than others. Sometimes there's too many pumps. Sometimes, you know, I don't shake the milk long enough, or there's too much ice, or there's a ring on the bottom. But I would say I'm a consistent 9.5 now.
9.5 sounds above average.
Yeah.
Above average. Tell us a little bit about your podcast. So it's fairly new, a few months.
Yeah.
You've had some great guests, Sarah Hyland. You had Heather Dubrow. Mm-hmm. Tell us just how you decided to get started with it.
Well,
I'd like to talk about in it.
We launched Brad Behavior. It's on the Lady Gang Network on Podcast One. And we launched in mid-November. My first guest was Kaylee Cuoco and Tanya Rad, who's on my t-shirt right now, my dear friend. And we, I just kind of wanted to find another way to engage with, engage with people and have candid conversations with people that, would just kind of let people have a bigger picture of who they are and who I am. And there's a section in every podcast called Questions with Gary, which is the last block of the show, where people send in questions for Gary and we answer them on the podcast. And it's just been another fun way to kind of let people know who I am and the people who are in my world. And for me to sit down with people and that I really like and chat with them. I remember just before everything shut down, Nikki Hilton was my guest on the show. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited to have her on and chit chat because we've known each other for a really long time. And she walks in and she was like, "Hey, I've got a special guest with me." And I was like, "Oh yeah, sure." And it was Paris. And Paris came in, who I love. And they sat down and did their first podcast together ever. It was just like such a fun moment for me growing. You know, I was moved to LA when I was 23 and at the height of, you know, Hyde and all of those crazy paparazzi escapades with Lindsay and Nicole and Paris. And it was just fun to talk about those days. And then
videos at the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course. And then yesterday, this week's tomorrow's podcast, Wednesday, will be with Nene Leakes, who I was on Fashion Police with and who I like watching on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And we talk about her in the reunion and ultimately leaving it and, you know, whether or not she's going to come back next year or not. So yeah, it's been fun.
Do you find that these, you know, celebrities that you have on kind of open up to you maybe easier than they would on like a typical, you know, maybe like news reporter podcast, because you're kind of in that same world? Like I was talking to Jamila about it, and she was saying that because they're kind of like equals, it keeps the conversation flowing.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people I know just from living here for so long and for being a stylist and in the industry for, I think like 12 years now. And then before that with Gary writing on Will and Grace and stuff like that. And also with social media, we're still kind of connected to people that we don't really know, but you have that thing of like, we follow each other and I love your blah, blah, blah. But I think the space of a podcast too, I let it just be a conversation. Like I don't really have any, you know, goal going into it of getting somebody to say anything, because that's never been my MO. I just like to sit down and chat with people about what's going on with them right now and things that I've, you know, I usually people that come into my podcast, I'm like fans of them in some way. Yeah. So it's always fun for me to just like fan out and like kind of get the scoop that I want to hear.
That's always good.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely when I have my clients on or when I have Lisa Rinna on or when I had Nini on yesterday, it's really just a conversation about, you know, I want to know like what's going on this set of the Housewives of Atlanta and why she turned off her computer. And Lisa, when she was on early, like last year, I was asking her about filming and she was already tipping and telling me that, you know, there was a big bombshell that was going to be dropped on the season. And, you know, it's just fun to, I'm such a fan of pop culture that it's fun. And I'm fans of, I love the world of celebrity. It's really fun for me to get to sit down and just chat with people for half an hour and maybe provide a few laughs as well.
Can you tell us what your advice would be to other couples for weathering having to be together? Because, you know, soon we may come out of quarantine. I mean, a lot of the country has been able to come out, but there's a good chance we're going to be back in again in the fall. And it seems you and Gary have really been doing well. What have you learned?
And can you think, you know, Gary and I really like each other. I think that's the thing that I've, and we've talked about this, is that we're going to be celebrating 19 years together at the beginning of July. And there's nobody else I would rather be quarantined with. You know, I think also there's a certain level of we love being together, but I think there's also like, I like to be I like to be of service in the relationship, for lack of a better term. Like, I'm happy while he's working, making and deciding what the dinners are. I'm happy to ask him every single day, is there anything I can do for you? Like, it doesn't have to be laundry, you know, whatever it is. I think just being kind of available to the other person. And also when we're not having a great day, I think it's also opened up the communication to just wake up and be like, hey, I woke up in a really weird mood and I don't know why, but I did. And I just want to let you know that's where I am right now, but I'm sure it's going to lift, instead of keeping that inside and then it becoming like a weird trigger for the other person of like, why are they acting like this? Or they seem off today. I would rather, and I think we've been good about that, but I think just a level of tenderness and taking care of somebody. You know, he's all I have right now. And so I think making sure that he's comfortable and feels like he's being taken care of in that respect, it gives me stuff to do. And also he wants to do the same for me. So it's been very, you know, easy and give and take. And, you know, we've tried as much as possible in this time to just be very caring of each other. And I think that's very important to also slow down in the relationship and just be like, how can I help you? You know? And I think that that's also a rule that I've tried to carry to my family who's 3,000 miles away in Canada, and to my friends, of just checking in and saying like, do you need anything from me? You know, do you need to talk to somebody? Like, you know, do you need to cry? Do you need a laugh? Like, do you want to throw on a wig and get on FaceTime? Like, anything. Just, I think that's really helped me through, of getting myself out of myself, because I think our thinking, and I'll speak for myself, my thinking can go to like a really weird place of being in the unknown and the uncertainty of what all of this is going to lead to. But if I can focus on what I can actually control, and I can control what's happening in my house and my reaction to my husband and how kind and loving I can be to him, then I think that that's really important. And then that allows me to go to sleep at night and want to wake up the next morning and make his coffee again. You know, that's where that all came from too, was like, okay, how can I just take care of you right now? How can I make you feel okay? So that's it.
I think that's just wonderful advice, because we are in an unknown. We don't know. And the last thing we can control is a virus. Yeah. And so I think you've just given some really grounded advice to all of our listeners.
Yeah, I think we just need to, people's situation is, everybody has a different situation. But my situation with my husband is, you know, I'm really happy to be with him. And I know that there are probably some people out there who are discovering that they're not happy to be with the person that they're with. But for me, I'm happy that I get to, we also talk a lot about the things that we're grateful for. We really communicate to each other, and it's very simple things. You know, it's beautiful weather in LA right now with clear blue skies and a slight breeze. And it's that perfect quintessential like LA weather. And I'm just really happy about it right now, you know? So finding the little things too, and, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can here.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wonderful. Well, it's been terrific to talk with you.
Thank you.
And
likewise.
To hear about everything that you are up to. And we can all tune in to hear Brad Behavior, your podcast, every week. It comes out on Mondays?
Wednesdays.
Oh, Wednesdays.
Yep.
Okay, Wednesdays every week. And everyone can follow you on social media. And we will all look forward to the future when Brad and Gary go to...
Question mark.
Yeah.
thank you so much.
Awesome. Okay. Stay safe.
Bye.
Take care.
You
Bye.
Too. Thanks so much. Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.